It's time for the Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base. We're talking with Major Keen Nettles, Shark Nettles, as his buddies know him, a T-38 instructor at the base. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very good. So tell me about you. Where are you from?
I'm from Charleston, South Carolina.
And what got you into the Air Force in the first place?
Well, I grew up hearing stories from my grandfather. He was a B-25 pilot in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
He flew over North Africa and Corsica, and it was always something I wanted to do. And I was the youngest member of my family with all my cousins and everything, and was kind of the last person that could follow in his footsteps, so I decided to do it.
Now, was he a pilot?
He was.
He was a pilot.
B-25.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I would have joined the Air Force, too, if my... Yeah. Yeah, big time. Awesome. So, how long have you been in the Air Force?
Let's see. November will be my 16th year.
Okay.
So, it's been a long road.
And I know that there's stuff that I can't ask you, and you know what you can and can't divulge, so just say it that way. Tell me where all you've gotten to go in your career.
I did OTS in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay.
And then I was a navigator initially, so was in Pensacola. And then I flew on the B-52 out of Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and then Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota.
Wow.
And then I got picked up for pilot training, and I did pilot training in Columbus, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
My initial F-16 school was at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, and then I was stationed operationally at Shaw Air Force Base, and then got picked up to train pilots here at Vance.
Awesome. So you came here as an instructor pilot. This is your job.
This is my job.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
I could not think of anything better to do in the Air Force.
That's cool. Now you get to mentor these young men and women into what you dreamed of doing. You're helping them. That's very cool.
It is very cool. I have a reputation amongst the students of giving them 2-hour briefs on what the F-16 can do.
So absolutely.
I love nothing more than talking to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Stories you can tell me about, and I know there's stuff you can't tell me about, but something really cool that'll just make people want to go out and join the Air Force today. There's probably 30 of them.
There are tons of them. You know, it all depends on what you want to do. I think some of the greatest things that have ever happened to me in the Air Force were being kind of in the background of whatever you're seeing on the news. Whether that's some operation going on in the Middle East or some diplomatic issue we're having,
and
knowing that you're there behind the scenes as a military member affecting these big changes in the world.
Awesome. That is a great way of not answering the question at all, and yet answering the question in a way that PA is going to go, yeah, we can do that. Enid, Oklahoma, here you are. How long have you been at the base?
2 years.
2 years. What's the coolest thing about Enid for you so far?
I have never met nicer people in my entire life than here in Enid. And I'm from South Carolina. Everyone talks about Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
But here is just genuine hospitality.
Yeah.
Everyone, you get a wave from everyone on the street. You get a hello from everyone at the store. It's an incredible place to be.
We're goofy. We're just raised that way. I don't know how else to explain it.
Right.
Yeah. You're raised to respect the flag and each other, and if they wear a military uniform, you better at least say hi, if not salute them, just because that's what we do.
Definitely.
Yeah, I get it, and I was raised here. Let's talk briefly. I know you weren't coming in here to talk about the weather, but let's talk briefly about the tornado the other night. You guys, I know it was terrifying for everybody on the base, and I know we can't talk about the strategic parts of it and all that, but... it was terrifying, but the warnings went out, and the team there at Vance did what they do to keep everybody safe, right?
Yes, sir. We do everything we can to mitigate the weather. Obviously, everyone who's lived here knows the weather's completely unpredictable.
Yeah.
So we do everything we can. As a base, we got extremely lucky as to the position of the tornado.
Sure. Yeah, we all did.
And as a town, we're extremely lucky that the results weren't worse than they were, especially with the level of warning we all received.
Yeah.
But we do the best we can to mitigate it, and mitigate the weather.
The people that I come to mind are the knuckleheads that did the video out at the base hangar. I don't know who they were, but you know the one I'm talking about. Going, you're just
I know some of them personally.
You're just going to hang out at this aluminum hangar and take a video of this monster coming at your face. So, but anyway, I'm glad that everybody's safe there and minimal damage to the infrastructure. And even if there was, we can't talk about that part, but it was interesting that just a couple of conversations ago, we talked with a guy that's the basically one of the emergency managers on the base.
Right.
And talking about the what-if scenario, and I'll be darned if the what-if scenario didn't happen like 2 weeks later. So I'm glad you all are safe. Keen, I appreciate you. We could probably talk for an hour about stuff with the T-38, but a classic trainer. It's the fighter wing. It's the fighter flight path of the Air Force training program. And yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
it is the fastest you can ever fly. Mm-hmm. Well, until you get to your frontline fighter,
but sure,
it is definitely how we get our students moved into that sort of pacing that they need to fly a frontline fighter.
Yeah, what's more fun to fly, the T-38 or the F-16?
I have to say it's the F-16.
Okay,
you just can't beat the thrust.
Yeah. But
John Boyd built a pilot's airplane.
Yeah, I know, but the T-38. Is just a fun plane.
It is a great airplane.
Yeah.
Probably the best supersonic trainer that was ever built.
Yeah. Good stuff. Keen, thank you. Bless you for what you're doing and keeping them up above our heads, okay?
Thank you, sir.